You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands Podcast, hosted by Elliot Sherparks and Jack Fritz.
Well, and I think what last night did for a lot of people was, you know, when Embiid went out, it was definitely more, wake me up when he's back.
For sure.
And it was,
I almost cried on the pod.
You did. Yeah. No, I know. It's okay.
No, you did cry.
You did cry.
It was laughing tears.
Laughing tears. Yes. But
the tears were,
it was
the
a lot
line
of pain.
Was blurred between laughing and crying.
Tears did come out.
It was a lot of pain. But I think what last night did was give some wind at the sails.
Yeah.
Because even the first game back, like they beat the Thunder, but it was like, yeah, but it was without SGA and Jalen Williams. And then last night, sure, I know. I mean, the Heat also, I mean, for as much as people like to give them credit, they might stink too. I mean, like they're just not that good of a team.
Agree, but for what it's worth, they were also in the finals last year.
They were.
So yeah. I agree with you.
You're a long-time Heat guy over there.
Always been a long time. I mean, I'm a big Heat culture guy.
You respect the culture guy.
I respect the culture.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you. The Heat are not the Celtics, but frankly, like, what team is a great win at this point? Even if they beat the Timberwolves, who I think are good, you could certainly sit there and go, well, they're not they don't have big game experience. Like, the Nuggets would be an impressive win. But the Heat.
If they beat the Nuggets, are you jumping to the finals?
Well,
or are you talking about, like, just a.
I'm telling you right now.
If that was the Nuggets last night?
If the Sixers play the Nuggets in the finals, I will never be more emotionally invested in a series than I will.
Oh, I know.
That right there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're all in.
I will need that one.
Meanwhile, Fraud Eskin jumped off the.
I know. He doesn't get to hate Jokic if it happens.
I agree.
If the Sixers beat the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, I need Eurojohn. I need him.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
A whole segment of Eurojohn.
Yeah, get him a good cell phone.
Yeah. Get him a cell phone that works. And
I need him.
We can have it. But, man, it was just. Because what mattered the most last night. I don't know. I haven't really seen Tyrese make shots like that. I'm sure there's been like isolated times where he's been, but like in that moment, like he's not obviously Kyrie when it comes to handles. But like Kyrie can create a shot and get it up.
Great separation.
And you know that's what all these like little 6 foot guard. And I felt like with Maxey, it's a lot of he does a little Harden step back, or there's a pick and roll he can get to the rim. But he scored in like multiple levels late in the game. And when you get to the postseason, you get in these big games, you have to go up against the Celtics or the Cavs or the Bucks. Like, he needs to be able to do that. So I just, from that standpoint, it was huge.
Well, really quick, last thing. I was joking with James at the bar last night. But that, like, baseline jumper he hit, I think it was to put him up 5 towards the end of the game. I mean, that reminded me of Iverson's step over against the Lakers.
Here we go.
No. he let that fly to me, and I was like, we should keep that one. Yeah. Keep that one to ourselves.
Watching it go in, to your point, Jack, like, I think that could be a really good shot for him. Like, I think he's good at it. I think he can create separation along the baseline. Mm-hmm. And he has to have a move or a bucket he can go to in these big moments. And he went to that a few times last night.
Yeah, and there's a couple of shots where I was like, no way he's going to make that.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And he made it, which is good. So, massive Maxey game. Joel Embiid, like, it's just so funny. Because I think people were a little surprised, I guess, how he looked when he came back against the Thunder. Mm-hmm. And in two games, like, last night just looked like Joel Embiid. Like, he's going to play more minutes down the stretch here. Some of the jumpers are still a little bit off, but their defense has already gone from terrible without him back to being one of the best in the sport. Like, he has such massive gravity, and he looks fine. Like, he just looks fine. And the healthiest, barring a freak injury in the last 6 games of the season, it's going to be the healthiest he's been heading into the postseason.
So, as excited as I was about Maxey's performance last night, I do think that is reason to legitimately feel like they can do something. The main reason I feel so much better about this team is I never, in a million years, ever thought the outcome of this would be he comes back and looks better than he did beforehand. Ever. I was convinced that he was going to come back and look out of shape. He was going to plod up and down the floor. He'll have a massive brace on. Like, he'll be playing with it all the time. He's like, he looks skinny. He's moving well.
You His doubted Joel, man. You really did.
I did.
You doubted the process.
I have a really good knack of jumping at the worst possible. Like, I'll defend a take for forever, and then I jump off at the worst possible moment, and then it completely turns around.
Right.
And that's what's happening with the Sixers, unfortunately. But the good news is I've defended them for 3 years, so I feel strong.
Well, the good part
skin.
Is, like, you know, there's WIP. Yeah. On the air, and then there's clap your hands.
Exactly. It's a different world. I've been more positive on
You have been on the, more positive on the station.
But regardless, I think the real reason to believe in this team is Embiid looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think he looks way better than I ever could have hoped for. What was crazy is he was minus 22 last night,
mm-mm.
which is very weird.
Plus minus is dumb.
Yeah, well, especially for one game. But just watching it live, and when you watch it at a bar, I think it's always just like a little bit of a different experience. You're not scrolling Twitter the whole time. You're not hearing everything everyone's saying. But for me, every time I looked up and everyone like watching the game, I thought Embiid looked great. Like, I thought his offensive game looked good. At the end, he missed those shots that really, you know, he missed that like free throw type shot, which would have helped. He took that three, which I didn't love. But I think he looks like Embiid. That's like the best way I can put it. I think he had, what, 29 points in 24 minutes or something like that?
It didn't feel like 29 either.
No, it didn't. I saw a tweet, you'll like this. He's the first player since Wilt to average more points than minutes or something like that. Yeah. And, you know,
Well, who knows if really that even count. Happened.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. The way they had the capacity to figure out minutes and points per minute.
Real quick tangent off that. Yeah. And I know this, I don't know if this is going to connect with you, but like when people have like Willie Mays' war, or these guys' war.
Right.
How do you calculate that when there's no data on it?
Estimate.
It feels like they probably just make it up for the vibe.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't think you can make up.
Like let's be real. If they put Willie Mays war into like the calculator and it came out bad, do you think they would share it?
But it's not that it's bad. It's just how do they even get it to where it is? Like,
well,
what's the data points?
They have the stats, right?
Yeah, but wars.
I don't even know how you calculate that.
Right. I'm guessing it's like
you could tell
average,
me it's anything. Yeah. You could tell me anybody's war is anything, and I'd believe it.
So I don't know how to calculate war. All I know is that by the end of the year, it generally.
Right.
Makes the best players in baseball.
Got you.
But yeah, I just.
So is Willie Mays on your fraud list?
Willie Mays is great. I just used him as an example. Like, right. they have all these guys. Lou Gehrig's war, Mickey Mantle's war. It's like, well, how the hell?
Don't have Wilt's assists. Yeah. There's stuff like that.
Yeah. There's no tape of Wilt. That's why. I'm just kidding. Did you see there's someone in baseball that said he doesn't think Babe Ruth exists?
Yes. Yeah, so now
Respect
we're just
the take.
Now we're just.
He said there's like one game.
Anyone that played before 1980.
You have to question it. Yeah, you have to wonder.
Are we sure they're real?
Are we sure they're real? But yeah, it's like, I don't know. This is actually what I expected from Joel. And
wow, I'm shocked. I did not.
Because I just, he's sort of like Bryce.
Wow.
He's sort of like Bryce.
You should tweet that.
Where he's like, people will worry, I'll worry. And it's just like, he's.
He's fine.
Mostly fine.
But I don't. But it hasn't been like that. Like when he's come back from injuries before, and the tough thing is it's been in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like in the heat of the battle. And last night felt like a playoff game, but at least he has a little time to get ready. He just hasn't looked like this. He just hasn't. Like he's put up good numbers and he's helped the team. And you're right about how much he helps him on defense. But he hasn't looked like this. I mean, in the fourth quarter, he was like guarding Terry Rozier one on one, like sticking with him on the perimeter. I mean, that's tough for anybody to do, let alone someone that's coming off of knee surgery and hasn't played for 2 months. There is no shot.
Now, he did dive into the stands, which I didn't appreciate.
He did, and who was it that almost fell on him? I think it was Bam, maybe?
Of course.
Yeah, the biggest fraud in the NBA, other than Jokic. But, by the way.
We had this debate last night,
so Jokic cannot win MVP. It has to be SGA. Just wanted to
be They're not giving it to SGA.
I know, but they should not give it to Jokic. Jokic coasted through this season, which whatever. But
and
like
they coasted, and they're the one seed.
Right, but it's SGA. The story of the season is not Jokic. The SGA is more a story of the season than
Jokic. How about this? there is no story. Like, there's just no story in the NBA.
How about
Would you not give an MVP if you don't think someone like rises?
No, I think you have to.
You have to give an MVP.
Is that
should we not?
I'm surprised
not award
would,
MVP if there's no one deserving.
I was surprised. We expect you to say like, no. Like, if there's no deserving MVP,
well,
don't give it.
There was no deserving
year.
MVP last year in football, really,
until like the last 2 weeks.
Who
of the
even
season.
Got it? It
Lamar.
Well, that's not true. Lamar had a great year. They were the one seed.
Like, Lamar didn't lead like in any quarterback stat.
I think
MVP.
You're underestimating what Lamar did.
Let's put it this way: if Brock or Dak won the MVP,
with those same stats, you'd be livid.
I think you'd
be loving.
Much like titles, not all MVPs count the same. But
do you think there should be years where they shouldn't award an MVP?
No, I think every single year you should award an MVP. Yes, for sure. But again, it's like the Nuggets title. Like, yes, they have a ring, but we all know it's like a fugazi. No one cares.
I would be on board with if we don't deem there's an MVP. So no one rises above the rest.
Nah,
okay
you have.
It.
I mean,
Anthony
look,
Edwards
I respect
is
the
probably
take,
one of the stars of the NBA this year.
Anthony Edwards, I think, would deserve it.
Because to me, if you don't give the MVP to SGA, then like, I don't want you to give an MVP.
I don't want
else.
Look. If Jokic gets it, then I agree it doesn't.
Three-time
count.
MVP.
Yeah, but in all seriousness,
if he's a three-time MVP and a two-time finals, two finals.
Again, I don't care.
Does his count this year? I just wanted.
I was about
we'll
to say.
See who they beat. We'll see who they beat. I can't tell you off the jump that the title's going to count.
If they beat the Celtics, does it count?
If they beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals, yes.
If they beat the Sixers, does it count?
Yeah. Yeah. If they beat like the Cavs or like the Heat or the Bucks maybe, like then if their path to the playoffs is like,
oh, if they beat the Bucks, it's real.
Yeah, that's like the line. The Bucks is the line.
They're gonna go like Kings in the first round maybe.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna play a bunch of fraud teams on the way.
Hey, no one's listening. We're just talking.
Yeah, okay? I know. Trust me.
Yeah, no, we're just going each us
yeah,
three in a row.
Yeah.
If he beats the Sixers, it doesn't really matter, right?
What do you
it
mean?
It doesn't count.
Of course it counts.
On your Jokic meter count of things that matter, if he beats the Sixers, it doesn't
well,
count.
The difference is he would have beaten Embiid. And Embiid's one of the, if not the best player in the league.
I just want to see where you're at.
No, look, trust me.
I think it would count because I respect the player.
There is no way the Nuggets are beating the Sixers. There's
what do
no
you
way.
Mean there's gasp.
There's no way.
They would beat him in five.
Gasp.
How about
no,
that?
I.
They would beat him
no
in
shot,
five.
No shot.
How many games do you think the Sixers win in Denver?
Embiid in Denver?
Is, yeah, the tough thing is they have such an unfair advantage there. But
Jokic has made it work.
Yeah, well, Jokic doesn't run, so of course. Like, Jokic just plods up and down the court and throws, like, passes.
Makes beautiful passes and is a bucket.
All the people, this video of him throwing that pass.
Dude,
like,
it was a dime, though.
It was not it was a dime. A nice the
pass,
dude was
dude.
Wide open. It was, like, you act like he threaded
dude,
it through.
Dude, if you threw that, it's not even reaching half court. Okay?
He threw it full court.
I could definitely make that
dude,
pass.
Dude, that was a seed.
But also, like, yes, of course he can throw the ball far. He's like 7'2" and strong. Yeah, like is anyone surprised he can throw the ball the length of the court?
That far?
Is it like, oh wow, like what witchcraft?
No,
who would have
no.
thought Jokic could throw the ball far?
Give that pass to any other center in the league. There's maybe like two of them that are
no, there's
it,
no
that
shot.
Are getting it.
Every single center in the league could make that pass.
No shot. On the line,
centers are not
perfect
that coordinated.
Shooting pocket. It's just another example of his brilliance. I mean,
oh
it's as simple as that.
Good
as
God.
Simple as that.
Good God.
I can't wait. Actually, now I have to root for the Nuggets.
I know
if the Sixers get knocked out, they're an unbelievable basketball team. It's okay.
Yeah, they're a good team. That doesn't mean we have to like act like they're an all-time great. Like Jokic is unbelievable. Like I agree with Gilbert Arenas. Jokic is probably the worst MVP.
Dude, Gilbert Arenas has trash take.
He does, but that was a good one. Are you trash shaming? I mean, are you take shaming right now?
I would never take shaming.
Well, it certainly sounded like it.